What's up, y'all? It's your girl Drea. I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is a prophetic word. It's actually coming in real time. I was driving and I literally felt the weight of some of you today. Even the weight of my own anxiety and things like that. But I was driving and God just started talking to me about anxiousness and all kind of things, and I started to write it down, so I'm gonna try to piece it all together for y'all. So God is saying now is not the time to get timid. It's what your training season was for. Don't you see that he's doing a new thing? When we talk about doing a new thing, that means that we have to allow the old things to cease. And yes, I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about anxiety. I'm talking about timidity. Now is not the time to get scared. God said that he's about to release influence over your life. God is about to do some big things. He's about to move some of us, like literally move us to a new state, a new city, something of that sort, something big. And what's happening is the devil wants to plant fear and anxiety in us, and he's trying to get us to shrink. He's trying to get us to back down. He's trying to get us to give God a no instead of a yes. And God is saying, now is the time to be bold. It's what he trained you for. It's what he trained us for. When those people were crossing over the Jordan River, and they went and looked at those people and they said, oh my God, they have so much more than us. They have this and they have that and they're bigger than us and they're gonna do this and they're gonna do that. God say, don't you look at what you don't know. Don't you look at what you don't understand about what I'm doing and decide that you don't want to do it anymore. God says to wait on me for the details. Wait on me for the details. Take up your courage. Take up your courage. Now is not the time to get scared. Now is not the time to allow fear to impact your decision. Some of y'all are like getting double-minded about should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I do this? Should I not? God say, now is not the time to be double-minded. Now is not the time to go back and forth on your decision. Let your yay be your yay. Let your yay be your yay and your nay be your nay. Now is not the time to get outside of yourself. This is the time that we should be seeking God the most. This is not the time to be getting distracted. This is a very sensitive season right now. Like we're very sensitive to the spirit right now. Like there's a lot of activity going on. And the worst thing that we can do is fill our minds with and give in to fear and anxiety and decide that, oh, I'm just not going to do this anymore. I'm gonna wait. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. Oh, I'll just do this later. Oh, God will bring it back into my life when I'm ready. I'm not, like, we're trying to convince ourselves that we're not ready. God saying, no, you ready. Don't let the devil convince you otherwise. Don't let him torment your mind. You should be able to see what he's doing. You should be able to see the tactics by now. God say, that's what the training season was for. You should have known that this was coming. In all of the excitement, oh, God is about to do a new thing in my life. Yes. God about to move me. Oh my God, yes. In all of this excitement, you should have known that at some point the enemy was going to come and try to have his way with you and try to get you to back down and shrink. God say, don't shrink. This is the hour. This is the hour for my chosen ones. You say you want influence. You say you want me to do a new thing in your life. Let me do it. God say, let me do it how he wants to do it. Not how you think he gonna do it. Say, God say he's been preparing you for this. He's been preparing you for this. It's time to activate. It's time to activate your courage and your boldness. It's no time to live in fear. Do I not preach that? The Living in Pursuit podcast is all about living. It's not about living in fear. It's living in pursuit. And we're after some big things, y'all. We gotta pursue it. No matter what it looks like on the other side, no matter what details we don't have at the time, each and every day we have to decide, I'm gonna chase this thing and I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going even when it don't look like I'm getting closer. I'm gonna still go. God, I'm gonna still be obedient to you. God, I'm gonna still let you do what you need to do in my life. God says, it's time to rise up and take over your territory. Don't you get scared. Don't you look at what you don't know. God said it's time to activate your faith. It's like this is an activation word. Look. We need to come to the throne boldly. It's no more time to be scared. It's no more time. As soon as you start feeling anxious about something, or you start feeling overwhelmed, or you have this sense of fear, you need to start casting them things down. Start casting them thoughts down right then and there. Cast down every vain imagination. Everything that does not exalt itself unto God. Everything that tries to hold you back. Everything that tries to pull you down. We need to be like literally walking in the spirit at all times so we can be armed. The devil don't need to be catching us off guard anymore. This is not the hour for him to be catching us off guard, y'all. We have to be on our P's and Q's. We have to be seeking God daily. Every day, all day. Not just in the morning when I wake up, okay, I spend my time with God. Now let me go into the world and do what I need to do and fulfill my schedule and my duties. We need to be filling ourselves with the word of God all day. We need to stay ready. God said you need to stay ready. Ain't no more of that. I'ma just put God in my schedule at this time. It's like God say, ain't no more fitting me into the schedule. I am your schedule. Ooh, God say, I am your schedule. Move it aside. This is important. This is, God said that this is the most important instruction. This is the most important season of your life. And it don't make no sense how we will get a word from God, whether it's through a prophet or somebody speaking into us or whatever like that. We'll get a word from God and then we'll just go on about our day lollygagging. Oh, God just gonna do it when he wants to do it. I'ma just chill in the meantime. You get a word, man, look, you supposed to hold on to that word. What's that scripture? Habakkuk 2:3. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. That is my screensaver, y'all. That's my screensaver. It's a reminder. Every time I look at my phone, every time I want to get on the internet, every time I want to do something that doesn't have anything to do with God or doesn't have anything to do with my purpose or anything that doesn't have to do with my preparation, that scripture reminds me that just because the vision is slow, it's slow to come to fruition, it don't mean that it's not coming. Like, we stay ready. Stay ready. We need to stay ready. Because it can come any day now. Any day now. Any day now. Would you be ready to go? God said, would you be ready to go? Would you be ready to move? If I told you tomorrow without a plan, without the money, would you be ready to go tomorrow if I said so? Would you be ready to leave your job tomorrow? Would you be ready? Like God say, you can do all the preparation you want. You can do all the preparation you want. But when I say go, it's time to go. No excuses. God said it's straight obedience from this day out. It's straight obedience from this day out. He told Abraham to leave his family. No, not his family, his. He told Abraham to leave his country, leave what all that he knew, leave his comfort zone, leave the familiarity. And he left. He got up and went. No questions asked. God say, now ain't the time for your questions. Let's just go. Let's just fulfill what I have to fulfill on this earth. Because essentially, it's not even about you. Essentially, it's not even about you. But I need you, God say, oh, I need you to cooperate. Stop being difficult. I don't know who that's for. God say, stop being difficult. Stop asking me so many questions. Stop trying to get ahead of me. Rest. God is saying just rest. Patiently wait. Don't be filled with anxiety. Do not be filled with fear. Now is not the time. It's time to be bold. It's time to speak God's word over your life, over your children, over every single thing in your life right now. Because everything is about to change. Everything is about to shift. And you're going to need God the most. You're going to need him the most. God say it's not going to be a time where you're going to have so much free time. You might as well fill up your free time with me now. You might as well fill it up right now. So you can get used to this. Because you're going to have to get used to this. When the world starts getting crazy and you start getting all of this attention and all of this influence and all of this, all of these blessings just start raining down on you, you're going to need somebody to go to. You're going to need something to lift you up in that moment. You're going to need more fuel to keep going. God say the fuel is going to be his word. Period. It ain't going to be your friends. It ain't going to be your marriage. It ain't going to be your relationship. It ain't going to be your job, your money, the assignment. It's not going to be none of that. God say, it's going to be my word. It's going to be what I speak to you. That's going to keep you going. That's the only thing that's going to be able to keep you going. Because God said, what I have prepared for you, no man has seen. No man has heard. No eyes have seen. No ears have heard. Nor has it entered into the minds. Who? God said, you don't even know. You don't even know what I have for you. The least you can do is start filling up your time right now with me and my word. Because you're going to need it for where you're going. You're going to need my voice to be the loudest voice in your head. You're going to need my presence to be the biggest presence in your life. When people start coming around and people start seeking you out and people start coming to you for different opportunities, you're going to need my discernment. You're going to need me. God said, don't think that the preparation season was for nothing. Everything that he prepared you to do, think, whatever he prepared you for, he said, you're going to use it. You're going to have to utilize that. You're going to have to utilize your preparation. So it's not time to shrink. It's time to be bold. It's not time to try to figure things out and lean on our own understanding. It's not. It's a sensitive, like, I feel like it's just so sensitive in the spirit right now. Like, we literally have, like, it's an open window. Like, it's this window that's open and God is calling us to just be in the spirit so heavy and so deep right now. Because if we're not, we're going to miss something and it's going to cause a delay. And the worst thing that you can do in a time where it's an open season, where it's an open door, is get delayed because of your irresponsibility. God said you have a responsibility as an influencer, as a pioneer, as the first person in your family, you have a responsibility to utilize what I prepared you for. You have a responsibility to stay in my word, to stay active in the spirit, to ignite your faith each and every day, to stay prepared. He say it's your responsibility to stay prepared. God say, I've given you all the tools. I've given you the scriptures. I've given you the songs. I've given you the blueprint. God say, use it. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil try to creep in and try to deter you and try to shrink you back to who you used to be. Remember that last big thing that God wanted to give you? Remember that last big opportunity that you ran away from because you were scared? Remember that last instruction he told you to do, but it was too big and you got scared? God said, it ain't time for that. Don't do it again. God say, don't do it again. Because it might be your last opportunity. So, look, I'm stirred. Okay, I'm sitting in my car and I'm literally, I don't have my mic. I don't have none of that. Like, I needed to get this word out because, like, God is using my podcast. Like, he's using that podcast, y'all. I can't tell y'all. He's about to excel that podcast, bruh. It's not like I feel it spiritually. All of this content that I'm putting out is strictly for whoever has an ear to hear. It's strictly for whoever he sends my way. It's strictly for y'all. So, that's all I gotta say right now. I love y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all later. Bye.